Minimum. AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your
host.
What's
going on?
All hour. Joining me as always is my twin brother Billy. Hi,
Hello.
Bill.
Hi.
And our great friend Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clayton.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm back from Mexico. I made
it. You made it.
Yeah.
You have zero tan.
I know.
No, not you
no
have nothing.
Tan at all.
You look whiter.
Yeah, you do.
My boss said that to me. I saw him for the first time back today.
You're probably ill.
You have like some sort of bracelet on, though. That looks like Mexico.
Yeah,
tell you. That looks like Mexico.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's what all the coworkers say when you get back. They see the bracelet. They go, oh, fun time in Mexico?
Yeah, you got a little braid bracelet there.
This is a Greek thing. Everybody got welcome bags.
Yes.
Part of this wedding.
So you went to a wedding of a very prominent Italian family and a very prominent Greek family joining forces and becoming one. Let's fill in the listeners on where you were.
We did, yeah.
All right.
I don't want to give their names away. I want them to have their privacy.
I didn't say no names.
And their anonymity. But yeah, I went down to a wedding like that, and it was pretty wild and fun. And it was, you know.
It was a wedding in Mexico.
It was a wedding
in Mexico.
It was a Mexican-European vacation in some kind.
Yeah. Sounds like a great movie.
I'm right.
European-Mexican vacation.
National Lampoon brings you Mexican-European vacation.
Starring Greeks.
starring just Greeks.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I was down there. I made it back alive. It was fun. I did not get a chance to hang out in the sun too much.
You didn't get kidnapped either. That's good.
No, I didn't. But
you were probably hoping you were going to get kidnapped at one point.
No.
Yeah.
That would have not been cool.
No.
I got there, and I'm very white for being at this wedding.
I mean, there were other Irish people there, though, right?
They were white too.
Yeah.
You know. But I got there.
The bride's half Irish.
I know, but you know what? Here's what it is. It's my wife's friends, and it's like one of their great friends getting married, and you got to do like kind of the group thing for 4 days.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like now we're all going to the pool to take our shirts off and drink pina coladas and splash each other and do cannonballs.
Uh-huh. Splash right at the pool in 20 minutes, everyone.
Pina coladas, splashing.
Get your towels.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
You know, everyone's got a tan and jewelry on and smoking. And
you should get some. Get some of that stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can
get some
do
jewels.
That.
Get some jewels, baby.
There was a lot of smoking cigarettes. Everybody smoked.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Including me. You know, it was like, vacation, smoke! Well, you know? Like,
oh, wow.
You get right to the airport.
What are cigarettes? Like a dime down there?
Yeah, close. I mean, we got to the Cancun airport. Which is a pretty nice airport, actually.
Not bad.
You get right to the duty free, like right as you get through customs. They're like, here it is, buy something, you know.
Yep. Smokes.
There's
now.
The Marlboro man just sitting on a horse. They're like, hey,
he's
partner.
Like, welcome.
Hola, partner.
Hola, partner. Come on in here. I have cases of Marlboro Cool Blue
Take
cigarettes.
Them. They're $12 each.
I made it in. And,
did you get a carton?
Carton was $31.
Oh, my God. I would have got like three.
There were guys.
There's a limit, though, right?
There were lots of tattooed Americans hoarding the store.
Tattooed Americans.
There
were tattooed Americans.
Well, all Americans have tattoos.
Just going from the duty free to the post office and shipping them back to Indiana or wherever they're from.
Yeah, he's like, look at this. Oh, we got to get 50 of these.
Did you buy a carton?
I did, yeah.
And did you smoke all of them?
I gave a lot of them away, but yeah, I smoked. We burned through those. Yeah.
God bless.
Wow. 4 days in the carton gone.
Well, because
that's a death wish, man.
That's two packs of heaters a day.
Get out of here.
But it's weird, like you're down there.
Is that a pack
like,
for you and a pack
but
for
there's
your wife?
There's so much cigarette smoking going on that everyone has their own pack of squares, and it's like my squares are your squares. It's vacation. Try one.
Plus,
you know?
you feel wealthy too. So you're like, here's a pack. Hey, take it.
Yeah.
Smoke them.
Yeah. $31 here. Take it.
We're
having steaks tonight.
My gift to you.
Can I have a cigarette? Can you have a cigarette? You can have 20.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done it.
Here, get in some fresh towels too. You know, these. I got another one.
Well, recently I had a, this is probably around the time of my second child, I kind of had like a meltdown. So I bought a pack of cigarettes and I was driving and I was just like, I needed a cigarette. So I opened it up and I had one. And there was this like lunatic homeless person like screaming at people in traffic and just like being crazy.
You just tossed him at him.
And yeah, I stopped at a stoplight and I looked at him like, and he asked me, he's like, you got a cigarette? Because like, he saw me smoking. I go,
more than me.
You take them all, buddy. And he was like, bro. Like I was Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
People love their cigs. Like,
they
it's
do.
A good feeling.
But yeah, so there's that.
Could you smoke in your hotel room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's no rules,
actually,
kinda.
Actually, no. You don't really smoke in the hotel room. There's no
There's
need.
Like a balcony.
We had like a swim out in a balcony, and you just kind of let the breeze and the door open. You can just walk right out
now,
on the balcony.
Now, where was this place? Do you know where it was near? Would it have been affected by this earthquake that took place?
No.
All?
No.
Okay.
Still central Mexico. This is more in the Yucatan Peninsula area.
Sure. Okay, sure.
It's called Playa del Mujeres.
That means beach of the women.
Secrets of Playa del Mujeres.
God bless.
That's where you stayed.
Please, make yourself at home. Take off your pants. Do something stupid. Let us rob your room later.
Oh, my gosh. That was scary.
There was an episode that happened like that.
Really?
During your stay?
Yeah.
Someone got robbed?
Well, while we were there, it was like the night of, it was like a cocktail hour, you know?
The night of the wedding?
No, it was like the night before.
Okay.
And one of the bridesmaids had their, like, they went to, you know, everybody was at this party, and like she went back up there to like go grab something like 20 minutes, 30 minutes after the party started.
Right.
And she walked in and there was a guy in like a Federale uniform.
Oh boy.
And a woman, and they were photographing all of their like belongings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're like, what are you doing? And they're like, yeah, we are policia, my mom, you know, and like didn't understand. And then they just kind of got their stuff and like scuffled out of the room real like shadily. And I was like, oh, I was like, did you report it? And they're like,
who are you going to report it to?
Yeah. They were
Man,
like,
that's weird.
Okay.
Go down to the office and then that guy walks out. Like, may I help you?
No.
Well, because
were,
I had,
was like, were the, you just in my room? Yes, I was.
It was like the scene in The Godfather was Johnny Olo's in the room. He was there to kill you.
So, I mean, that's kind of scary.
It was. I had no instance of that. I was like, is she drunk and just making this up? You know, like there's something becomes...
Maybe you guys are being too rowdy and they wanted to just kind of peek around and see what was going down.
They might be doing that to everybody's room, you know?
Probably.
Like, who's in here, you know?
Sure.
The Federales are scary people.
Yeah. I would be like, sir, can I get you a cigarette? Would you like a pack of cigarettes? What are you looking for today, you know?
One time I was in Mexico. And this was like with college people or high school, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so drunk that I like destroyed a hotel room and I took a phone and I threw it out the window off a balcony, like four stories.
Oh, nice.
And it landed. And when I looked down at where it landed, there was like six cops and like five hotel people standing there.
Yeah.
And they all just looked right up.
Saw you.
Yeah. And then like 30 seconds later, knock on the door.
Get out.
Yeah. And then they took us all out, made us sit in like the parking lot, and they like questioned all of us. It was horrible.
No thanks.
No.
Booze.
No.
Yeah. Booze. Mexico.
Well, not a good combo.
No.
Crazy people like myself.
So, but it was like, overall, you had a good time.
Yeah. I mean, it was an amazing experience.
What'd you do, Bill, all weekend?
It was a great wedding.
What did I do this weekend?
I bought tires.
Did you? I need to get tires too. What did I do?
You worked.
I worked. Yes, I worked. Friday night, I believe. Friday night, I went to the Oak Park Oktoberfest.
How'd that go?
Interesting.
I was meeting some colleagues from Breakthrough Beverage there, so I went to that. And then while I was on my way there, walking down the street.
Did you bring a book with you?
No, I did not. I told my buddy who had a beard, I was like, did you bring your Birkenstocks? He'll fit right in.
You should have brought a book. Or at least a bookmark. Hanging
there
out
was lots of beards, glasses, and
I'm from Oak Park. Have a bookmark. Make sure you read.
Make sure you keep your place in your book.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like
the beer selection. I wasn't impressed with the beer selection.
The new Oak Park spokesman is a reading enthusiast.
He always has been.
They always have been.
No, so I went to that. Ran
We're
into,
making fun of reading.
Ran into do.
Reading's all done for.
Reading? Who reads anymore?
Well, I know. Books. Books are toast, man.
Yeah. Ran into a couple of my buddies there. Then I had a...
You didn't like the beer selection? What was wrong with it? Did it get you drunk?
We got buzzed up.
All right, don't complain.
Like, you know, but you want to kind of feel like one of those crafty guys when you go there. You're like,
you
want to
like something
all.
That tastes like a... Like a
like a sweat sock.
Yeah,
I know. I wanted something tasty.
Sweat sock ale.
Sweat sock ale at the Oak Park Oktoberfest.
John Elway's sweat sock ale.
With a
now
bookmark.
We're on to something. With a bookmark.
The Denver Broncos bookmark.
They were serving beers with bookmarks in them. No, so we did that. Then I went, had a few drinks over at the Duff, went home. Saturday. I had the pleasure of bartending a friend of mine, Heather Burns. She's been going through cancer.
Yeah.
She had just finished chemotherapy. She actually had surgery yesterday. Things are great. She's on the up and recovery before she heads into radiation. We're all very thankful for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good turnout. Probably about, 80 people or so. Just had a rocking time at Duffy's to celebrate Heather kicking cancer in the butt and to push her on. Forward along her journey, so I did that.
God bless, Bill.
Yeah, that was my weekend.
Did you? Wasn't there going to be a following night? There was a Duffy's trip to go see Matchbox 20.
I did not make it to that. I did not go to the. They did go. That was Matchbox 20 and the Counting Crows.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I didn't make it to that. I had a work with on Monday morning with a supplier, and I figured it would not be within my best interest. To go to that concert and wake up the next day with like half a hangover while I'm...
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I was being introduced to this guy's portfolio too, so I had to be professional, so no.
Introduced to his Trapper Keeper.
There's nothing more professional than when you wake up in the morning and have a hearty bowl of McCann's.
That's right.
Whoa.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Yeah. It's the best oatmeal
and
in the world.
It is getting around, even though it's hot as heck right now outside.
Yeah,
we're getting like this weird heat. But pretty soon it will be oatmeal season. It'll be time.
Yes, it will. Show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Hooli Hooli returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org. Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hoolie with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHoolie.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hoolie, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hoolie. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
See you at the movies, Hoolie. That's coming up. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, yeah, man. Next weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The movie Hoolie at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Check it out. I've seen The Dunning Man. Filmmaker Kevin Fortuna, the writer of that film, will be present for that. That's Friday night. All right. Yeah. That's got an interesting... Have you seen that yet, Bill?
I have not seen The Dunning Man, no. I've seen parts of it. I've seen Emerald City, though.
All right. Well, yeah, I want to see that. That's the following night.
Yeah,
that's Saturday
night.
That's
really good.
They're all going to be good, but this one is about... I saw The Dunning
Man. I'm
going
Friday night to see The Dunning Man.
All right.
Yeah, I can't make it on Saturday because I have a rehearsal dinner, okay. But I'll be back. Right. Possibly on Sunday.
Anyway, let me get through the promo, Bill.
If you're there to see me. Sorry. Go ahead.
The Dunning Man's going to be showing Friday night. I've seen this film. I'll give a brief synopsis here. Out of work and jilted by his girlfriend, Connor Ryan, returns to his native Atlantic City, tail between his legs, to manage the apartments he owns in a dumpy low-rise complex at the foot of a luxury casino. Based on Kevin Fortuna's critically acclaimed short story collection, this comedy drama plumbs the black, humorous depths of Connor's existential despair when a harried single mother, Gardner, complains of noise, bringing the reluctant landlord face to face with his other freeloading attendants, including a high-living rapper with an active love life and a pair of sinister Chechen animal trainers moonlighting as gangsters.
Beautiful.
I've seen it. It's an insane little weird movie.
I like it.
I liked it a lot. I think you will like it a lot, Clay.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
And then the following night.
Saturday night, September 30th, 8 p.m.
Yep.
The Hooli will present the Chicago premiere of the award-winning Emerald City. Colin Broderick's keen portrayal of Irish immigrant construction gangs in New York that debuted at the London Irish Film Festival and most recently at the Belfast Film Festival and in 2017's Manhattan Film Festival. New York Irish Arts called it a cinematic gem that may speak for a generation. The Ulster Herald called it an emotional haymaker, and the Irish Echo said it delivers colossal laughs with monumental heartbreak. Writer, director, and star of the film, Colin Broderick, will attend the screening and the discussion. That's on Saturday night.
And Irish John Duddy is going to be there, too.
Irish John Duddy will be there, the famous boxer from County Tyrone. Yes. Nice. He's in this movie.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's turned his career into filmmaking. He was the technical coordinator on Hands of Stone with De Niro.
Okay.
Right. About the Roberto Duran movie.
Yes.
So he's become really tight with De Niro recently, and he's been working in New York. He's kind of he's an interesting guy to watch. Pretty good actor.
You know, speaking of boxing.
Yeah, Clay.
Our friend Mick Conlon.
Yep. Yes.
Has a fight on Friday night. ESPN.
He does. Oh wow! Watch that. Yeah, this Friday.
Yeah.
So it'll be over by the time this show airs.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I hope he did well.
I mean, you can go back and try to DVR it then. Or hey, watch it.
Well, they'll probably show it again. They
I'm
show
sure
it
they will.
Over the weekend.
Is this Conlon's fourth bout?
This will be his...
Yeah.
Yes, this will be his fourth.
Yeah. And I guess it's a pretty solid matchup. I don't know who it is.
What time is that on?
I don't know. Probably
are they fighting?
Like 9, I think.
Okay.
It's West Coast.
I'll be bartending. I'll have to throw that on at the bar at Duffy's.
Get people riled up.
Yep.
Get a fight going.
Third night of the Hooli.
Oh, yeah. The Young Offenders. I want to talk about this. This is a big hit in Ireland, this movie.
Yeah.
This is a wacky, rough-and-ready comedy, a runaway hit on the home shores. It's loosely based on the real story of Ireland's biggest drug bust. Taking exceptional advantage of Cork's picturesque vistas, it's a buddy movie with a road movie caper plot featuring Connor and Jock, a pair of restless lads from the wrong side of the tracks who nonetheless harbor millionaire dreams. Their naivety is born out of a half-baked scheme to ride the coast on stolen bicycles in search of a bale of cocaine gone missing in a shipwreck. With a ruthless gangster poised at one end of the equation and an obsessed cop who's in hot pursuit on his bike at the other end, the boys soon find themselves between the proverbial rock and a hard place. That's it.
There you go.
Go watch the trailer. You can watch the trailers of these movies at GeneSiskelFilmCenter.org.
This is my favorite year.
This is the coolest lineup we've had yet.
Easily. This is the best year. So if you haven't had a chance to come to the movie Hooli before in the past, this is our third year.
Mm-hmm.
The films just keep getting better and better and better. So now is the time to get involved and come check this stuff out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then we're going to have, you know, you're all invited to the party at the Emerald Loop afterwards.
That's on Friday night.
After the Dunny Man. Kevin Fortuna will be there. Kevin Fortuna, the guy who's wrote that movie,
right,
is a very big tech entrepreneur.
Yes.
Which is pretty interesting. And he has a company called Lot. I think it's Lot 18. It's like a gilt for wine.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen this, Clay?
No.
He had a big company before that as a tech kid, Wiz.
Uh-huh.
And now he's left that industry. And while he was doing all that tech stuff, like under the radar,
yeah,
he wrote this novel called The Dunning Man.
Right.
And it got some attention in New York, and people were like, this is pretty good. And they're like, oh, you're the tech guy? You know, like, but it has nothing to do with, you know, the tech world per se.
Right.
So he's a very an interesting personality to check out. He'll be there.
Yep.
So there you go. You can
nice.
Go meet him in person if you talk about tech,
schmooze.
Talk about movies, schmooze.
Yeah. And then we're going to the Emerald Loop afterwards.
Yeah.
So
it's
going to
be a night of schmoozing.
Have some Irish, you know, some
nights
Irish whiskey.
Nights of Jameson and schmoozing with
not
other
Jameson,
Irish people.
Not Jameson. Two gingers Irish whiskey.
They'll be there, too.
Yeah, because they're one of the sponsors. That's correct. That's what will be being poured.
All night.
All night. Free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
So, come
nice.
On. Free drinks. You know,
can't beat that.
And free food. So, then you get over there and get to kind of hobnob with some of the people in the movie and the director. And does it get any better than that?
I don't think so.
Nah.
It was
VIP style.
Yeah. Everyone's a VIP when you show up to the Hooli.
Act like you've been here before, okay?
Yeah.
Are you in entertainment?
Yeah.
I was at Mr. Beef today.
Nice. This is your spot, I guess. It must be close to work because I've seen you, like, you posted something on George Wendt's Facebook page recently about.
Yeah, he's on the wall at Mr. Beef.
Yeah.
Along with a slew of Jay Leno. Hey, what were you? He's on the wall there.
Is that Leno? That wasn't bad. Hey, what were you?
Come to Chicago, you get a beef.
Yeah, you went to the one on Orleans?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't. Yeah. I've met the guy who's the owner now, and I can't remember his name.
Oh, you're on like a hello basis.
But
with
Clay,
him?
He's always there's a gym around the corner. There's a UFC gym.
Yes, I know it well.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of fighters that'll be in Mr. Beef, like hanging out.
They shouldn't be in there.
What?
Just getting the beefs, even, protein. Either,
what are you eating this stuff for? You can tell them.
You cheating on us again?
What are you cheating for?
But they're in there, like everybody's schmoozing, you know, and they love talking. They were talking about Evander Holyfield in boxing today. You know,
okay. So
remember the Holyfield? You know, like everyone's always throwing. There's always some fight talk when you're in there.
Nice, like a neighborhood barbershop.
It is.
Yeah, I love that kind of feeling.
I'm starting to like Mr. Beef quite a bit.
Are you?
A lot of characters.
Oh yeah, you hanging on there a lot?
Their double cheeseburger is killer.
It's amazing.
You don't even get a beef too, because you just stick to Johnny's. You're like, why even try? Is that how you kind of feel about things?
Well, my favorite thing today was that there was a fighter in front of me talking about. He was talking about. Holyfield and some other talking about it, you know,
right.
and then I walk up to the counter and I kept to like kind of interject to make more. He's like, what do you have? You know, I'm like, double cheeseburger.
Right.
Double cheeseburger, he yells over the guy. And then he keeps talking to the other guy about fighting, you know. He's like, yeah, it's a shame, you know, Holyfield, you can't swear around him. He's real Christian, like, you know. And the guy's like, you can't swear. No, he doesn't like that. He goes, but the guy's got like 13 kids by like 10 other women.
Yeah,
you know? And he goes, and I go, you're kidding me. He goes, oh, yeah. You know, he goes, and now he's, you know, now other people are just using him. He's like, you know, you want to have Holyfield show up. They don't, you know, it's like the retired boxer circuit of like, now you just got to go do gigs,
autographs,
conventions and autographs to make money, you know?
Yeah.
And I would suppose that, you know, that's not a bad thing. Some guys do that all the time, but anyway.
Nobody's done with like Foreman. Foreman created a brand.
He killed it. Yeah.
Yeah. No one's ever topped that.
No one ever will.
I don't think so.
The grill.
The grill, I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff, knives, I mean, everything. Just, you put his name on it, but he was a personality, George Foreman.
But anyway, the guy sitting there, and so I chime in, I'm like, no, I think I know who you're talking about, like some other boxer that we were talking about.
Okay.
And he goes, no, you don't know him. And then he starts peeling off, you know, like Pickle's name. He's like, no, he didn't work for Pickle's Joe's. He doesn't work for this guy. I'm like, okay, this guy knows everybody in the fight game, too. That's interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
But at a certain point, he said while he was at the fight or something, like Evander Holyfield was like somewhere in the vicinity, and some handler of Holyfield's like goes up to him and goes, hey, sir, act like you've been here before while Evander's in the room.
Oh, whoa.
And he goes, act like I've been here before. He goes, Keith Richards and I have had beef sandwiches and reefer in a bag of this joint. You know? He goes, look, he's on the wall. He's been coming in here for years. Me and Keith, we're good buddies. All right.
Yeah. So you're feeling at home at Mr. Beef.
Yeah, he's like, double CB, do you good? I go, yeah, real good. He goes, okay, have a good day. You know,
is that like the little squirrely guy?
You know, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's like skinny, he's like small. I know that. I think I know that guy because I've talked to me like he doesn't drink anymore.
I don't know about that. I'll have to ask him. Like, you know,
I talked to him for like an hour in there once. I was just like, this guy's fantastic.
Apparently, there's a reason why Mr. Beef is successful.
Him. Personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Place is filthy inside. There's like a nice layer of grime.
You know you're in a good joint.
Yeah, Gossage was like that back in the day.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
If it's greasy and dirty, you're going to get a heck of a cheeseburger there.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want, you know?
If it's too clean, you're like, what is this?
I'm going to open a burger joint called Filthies.
Filthies. I like that.
People would love that. It's like a greasy diner. Like, don't clean the grill for a couple of days.
Now, how do you want your burger? You want a filthy? You want the filthy burger?
You want a filthy burger? It's
you
delicious.
Filthy little
it's
animal.
Just dipped in chili.
Yeah.
There you go. Enjoy.
I love,
Hey, you filthy thing. You want the filthy burger? $3.99.
You filthy animal.
Hey, we got another filthy one in here. $3.99.
You want a filthy pop with it? You want some dirt water
with
it? You
want some filthy fries?
We call Pop dirt water in there.
Get the dirt water with the filthy fries.
You want the filthy fries? Let me get this straight. You want the filthy fries?
The dirt water.
The dirt water with the smush burger.
With a side of cheese.
With the garbage burger. All right, you got it. That'll be $1,200.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you do. I mean, nothing in River North is cheap to go eat.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even... They gotta pay their rent, you know.
I went to a Popeyes today.
Mr. Beef, you're like, okay, it's like $10 for a beef and a Coke.
I went to Pop Alley's today in Lincoln. Lincoln Park. I got a wreck sandwich, which was probably about 9 inches. Mm-hmm. All right, a small soup, a bag of chips, and a Coke, and it was $15.09. I'm like, what is this?
And then you bought another pack of heaters for $15.09 right after it.
That's inflation, I could have got three Domino's pizzas for $15.99.
You sure?
Domino's, you owe us for that one.
Trying to flood the market.
What's your dream? Someday I want the show to be sponsored by somebody big, you know, like Domino's or somebody.
I want all my own Domino's.
It. Yeah, that's their big commercial. They're all wrecking their own Domino's to do something right
now. Yeah, get in there.
Como, what?
Como esta? Yeah, no.
That's another thing in Mexico while you're down there. Everybody all of a sudden speaks Spanish.
Oh, really?
You
know? It must sound like, to them, it must sound ridiculous.
You know? Sure,
a jerk.
Like, some guy who's like, can you imagine if we were all the people that were working at the resort, and all these very wealthy Mexicans came over, you know, and they're asking us questions, and they're like, you know, because the other Mexicans are playing jokes on them, you know, and it's like, you're trying to find out, sir, where is the bathroom, you know, and the guy's asking,
Albano, por favor?
He's like, no, like his version of English is like, where is the fart locker, you know,
where is the poopoo room?
Yeah,
and you're like, the poo-poo room, with a smile, and then cheerfully walk them to the poo-poo room and giggle to yourself. And they think that you're just
welcome to the poo-poo room.
Your home is our home, you know. That's one thing they say to you when you go to the resort. Welcome home.
Your home is our home.
Welcome home.
Ah,
welcome home. Now you can never.
Everyone's like pina coladas and heaters in 15 minutes.
Yeah, welcome home.
Oh. Well,
we're
God
glad
bless.
You made it back
I
in
am
one
glad
piece.
You're back
you know?
In one piece. Yeah.
Are you gonna go back soon again? No, you're not.
I'll switch it up. Try something different.
Somebody go to Canada.
My wife and I, we used to travel all the time to Cancun and back. We never went anywhere else.
We went to Cancun the following week. We went to Alberta.
Why not?
You gotta check it out.
Bill, awesome. You should get down. You'd like Cancun because there's guys who are like tan. And in good shape in Cancun.
Well, there's probably
you'd fit right in. Like, you wouldn't be as self-conscious as I am walking around with my dad bod.
There's probably like a lot of spring break girls too.
My white dad bod with bad posture. Hi everybody. I'll have a cigarette by the pool.
Cigarette and coffee by
and
the pool.
And roast when I drink 10 Bacardi and Cokes.
Well, okay, cool. I'll have to check it out.
Bill, you should go on like a singles cruise down there.
No, I don't think so. That just sounds weird.
Do jello shots with strangers, you know?
Oh, man, I took a week off from work to go on a singles cruise down in Cancun. So I'm pumped. You'd be like, this, what a creep.
I made 150 new friends.
There's guys like that out there.
There is, but that's what that is when you go to the group wedding, you know? After like 4 days, everybody's like, hey, Roger, come over here. Hey, Jimmy. You know, like everybody's
friends.
Fast. It's either you make the decision to be part of that, or you try to sit back from a peripheral and kind of go, hi, guys, yeah, you know, and make sure that, you know, bad things don't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what role did you play? Just that back kind of, or were you in middleman?
I was the middle guy, you know.
Saying hi to everyone.
I was the middle guy in Mexico.
The middle man, Mexico. I can't remember what the opening.
The middle man from Mexico, that's a... Was that your stab at a country tune, perhaps?
No, I don't know what I can't even remember what we started the show with, but me and Clay almost were like in rhythm with it right off the bat.
I forgot too. Yeah. Sorry.
But the middleman from Mexico could be a good tune. Yeah.
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 Get on that. Let's write that.
You know. The middleman from Mexico, except it sounds like it could be a song about a cartel guy or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or just a white guy going to Cancun is pretty confused.
Hey,
about
you're
the
lucky you didn't run into any of those guys, you know?
Confused white guy in Cancun?
No, cartel guys.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been bad news.
How do you know if you've run into them or not until all of a sudden you have?
Exactly.
I guess.
You know?
Like taxi.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Looks like you had too many Mexican cigarettes, partner.
I didn't know they were calling it a heaterville down there.
I sound like Miss Gallo.
in grammar school?
Leave Miss Gallo alone.
Open your books.
She didn't smoke heaters, I don't think.
No.
No, she did.
She did?
Did she have a heater every now and then?
She better have. The cough like that. Nobody wants to listen to that on the radio.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Take your Mexican cigarettes and go to a Mexican doctor and get checked out.
Sure.
You think Larry King, I mean, he's probably had
You should
that.
Leave Mexico alone because they just went through this earthquake. It's a terrible thing.
I'm not picking on Mexico.
I know, but you shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I needed was you goofing off.
Yeah.
Wow.
You and your crew.
The mess
you guys left is unimaginable.
The mess they left.
The mess you left is something that the hotel
Middle
people...
Middleman from Mexico.
The hotel staff will be talking about it for years.
Yeah, but like that, we did nothing out of the norm. The mess is the same mess that all American vacationers are going to
The mess is the
leave.
Mess. Hey, how do you say the mess is the mess in Spanish?
You know, like the guy, his pack is squares is up and he just throws them on the pool, the side of the pool.
No,
know?
They throw like lit cigarettes on
them. Oh, yeah, there was plenty of that. Flicking your smokes and...
In the room?
Flicking your smoke in the bushes.
You know? So, okay, no one's got
no respect
for
that.
That's got to be like a guy's job at the resort, right? You know, what is your job? Man, I fetch the cigarettes out of the bushes.
I
every
pick
night.
Up the white people's cigarette. It's horrible.
Yeah. And she laughs like a hyena, just like a total American.
As I have like a cackled Morton Downey Jr. laugh.
There's 200 new cigarette butts in Mexico
because
on the
you.
Ground because of you and your carton.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I secretly wanted to run into Morton Downey Jr. down in Mexico.
He'd be like, hey, you want a cigarette? Here's a whole pack, you bastard.
The food stinks here, but man.
No, he'd be smoking.
Be real loud.
Pool boy.
So now you didn't. You stayed in the hotel the whole time.
Yeah,
like you
like
didn't.
Never...
You don't venture off into like the town or anything.
No. We didn't leave the resort at all.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nope. There's all kinds of different restaurants.
So,
there's a French restaurant, Italian
tell me
restaurant.
About the Greek bracelet that you're wearing.
Tell me about the Greek bracelet.
Okay.
That's something like Yanni would wear.
I hope so.
What does it mean?
It means wealth, prosperity, and shipping magnets.
Yeah.
No, it has some sort of significance in the Greek Orthodox Church.
Okay.
And there's like so many knots on the bracelet.
How many?
I think it's like 38.
Did you count them on the plane?
I tried, but I fell asleep.
Okay.
I'll find out more about this bracelet.
Did the groom tell you about it?
Or it was in your goodie bag?
It was in the goodie bag. And
with what else?
The groom's mother, who's a sweetheart, she was like, puts the bracelet on. She's like, put that on. It's great.
Okay.
And you said, all right.
I said, heck yeah. Give me that bracelet. Put that on.
You'll have to ask. You know who will know that? You'll have to ask Jay Fox. His mom's full Greek. He'd know exactly what that thing was.
I'm sure there was an explanation in our basket somewhere.
Okay. Just look it up on
but
YouTube.
But it wound up with cigarette ash.
Somehow the goodie bag ended up with 200 cigarette butts right. in it. But hey, that happens sometimes. You know?
That's what people would do with the bags before they went through. Threw a couple pina coladas in the bag here for me.
What else did they have in the bag? Bracelets? Were there heaters in there for everyone? Like,
no.
There's a pack of heaters.
No
welcome
heaters.
Welcome to the wedding.
Theaters for everybody, yeah. No, it was I don't remember now. Like there was candies and
very nice.
You know, Advils, things of that nature.
Deodorant.
Nope, just like
deodorant.
Hangover remedy stuff. You know, have a good time. Don't hurt yourself.
Make sure they got the deodorant in the bathroom for the wedding. You ever been to a wedding where they got
Bill's? Who's that guy?
Bill's from Denmark.
Yeah, my doctor got the deodorant in the bathroom.
Make sure they got
at the Cancun Resort.
I don't know who that guy was.
I haven't been to one wedding.
I just kind of felt like doing that voice.
I didn't go to one wedding all of 2016.
I'm at one every, like, well, I bartend them
or
all
17.
The time.
Wait a second. You've never been to an all-inclusive resort, right, Bill?
I have not. I'm actually, I think in February, my Duffy's crew, we're going down to Cancun, or it's either going to be Jamaica or Cancun, but we're doing the all-inclusive thing. There's going to be like 20 of us going.
Clay, have you ever done a trip like that before?
Like high school spring break.
Yeah, okay. So one of the things that I can't get out of my head is that whenever you turn the TV on, it always starts at the same channel. And when you first get to the hotel, it's like playing in your room, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's like the hotel channel.
It's like nude sculptures, and it's just music that's going.
Wow. Is that what it really?
Spiny,
okay.
And you know, and that starts,
I get it.
That starts playing in your head the whole day. You know?
Oh no!
It's like, can I have a pina colada?
Spiny,
nee,
nee, nee, nee, nee, nee, nee,
oh my god!
They get you in techno mode.
Yeah, but like, I think it drains people that all of a sudden they're like, you know, spiny, nee, 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 you know, like I can't get out of my head. Give me another drink. And then you've just been absolutely brainwashed into, you know, being positioned and moved around. You
what
know?
Kind of music did they play down there?
Other one song.
That was it?
That's all I remember, you know, like, and sure, a little bit of Katy Perry, you know.
Oh, there was some Katy Perry mixed in with this.
And then, you know, don't you know you are a wild one? You know, like all that.
Oh, a little.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's Sia or whatever her name is with.
Sia.
I don't know. I could play it later. It's her and Flo Rida.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, baby, you're a wild one. Yeah, yeah. That's her and Flo Rida. I think it's Sia.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
That's kind of catchy.
Yeah. Should we? Maybe I could. Hold on. Maybe I could.
Sir, are you wearing pants? Can I come in the room and clean? Spinning, mini, 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 mini,
oh my god.
Hold on. Give me a minute.
You make me never want to go to Mexico ever.
I know. It's sir, terrifying.
Can I fill up your freezer with more Corona?
Can I fill you up? Excuse me, sir. May I fill you up for a minute?
Yeah, spinning in and in.
Thank you. Have some shrimp.
It is.
I had some shrimp.
It is Flo Rida and Sia.
Well, thanks for clarifying, Bill.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know where the jack is. I thought maybe I'd give you guys a little taste. And I'm all confused.
Well, how did that song go?
I'm confused. Where did that go? Is this it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Get over here! Take your shirt off and get in the pool!
Ooh, wow.
Show us your feet!
Who wants a yard beer?
Is this what it was like all day? Pina coladas? Just everybody baking in the sun?
Give me a beer in one of those yard glasses, one of those tall guys.
Sir, sit back, feel the breeze, put your feet in the pool, have to drink. And this is playing.
That doesn't sound too bad. Here it is. There we go.
Feel the breeze on your armpits, boys!
Yeah.
Oh, feel the breeze on your armpits!
Everyone, raise your arms. Feel the breeze run through your armpits.
But when you go to a resort, you see the commercials like have this kind of music in it. You know, thank you for that.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Was there a guy walking around the pool area offering to shave your armpit?
That would have been amazing.
Sir, may I shave your armpit?
Armpit shave. $3.
Armpit shave?
Yeah.
Pardon me, sir. Armpit shave?
Back shave? Armpit shave? I do it all.
And there's like a second
neck
guy.
Shave?
There's a second guy with like a nice like porcelain bowl that catches all the
hair.
Yeah.
Like as he dips the razor blade.
Yep.
Can you imagine some ape guy sitting there from like the Bronx, like drinking, you know, pounded of daiquiri, and there's like eight pool boys shaving him?
Then he's trimming away.
He's totally lathered. It looks like sunscreen. You know, he's smoking. They got like straight razors.
This is costing me $6,500.
Photograph this.
They've been at this for 6 hours.
They're putting butter, like cocoa butter, on them afterwards.
Oh man, spinning.
Well, it sounds glamorous.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. We've talked about Mexico for quite a time on this show now. I mean,
Hey,
but
you know
I'm intrigued by it because I've never done that.
I don't know. Lots of things cracked me up. It was a funny time. A lot of things cracked me up.
Well,
hey, a lot of things.
Hey, what were they like in Mexico for the Canelo fight? Were people talking about it down there?
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal. And I wanted to watch it the entire time at the reception. There was a bar called Dreams inside the resort.
Nice.
We are showing the fight tonight.
Oh, Dreams. I'm going over to Dreams to see the fight.
I'll be in Dreams, honey.
Listen, the reception's great, but I'm running up to Dreams to watch the fight.
You guys are lame. I'm going to Dreams.
Secrets and Dreams. So it was Secrets Resort, and then Dreams was the bar, huh?
Dreams was the bar. Oh, I'm sorry. Dreams was the other resort. The bar was called Desires.
Oh, okay. Dreams, Desires, Secrets. Yep. Sounds like a real classy place.
It was very classy.
Sounds risky.
First class.
Yeah.
Adults only.
Okay, so at Desires, What happened? You went and saw the game? Or the fight?
No, the what game. Happened? Did you go see the game? What happened was I was on the beach during the reception, and I'm like, all right, hey, it's 11 o'clock. Let's run up there. And one of the guys that was at the wedding turns to me and he goes, dude, it's in the eighth round already. Like the its fight started like a little earlier.
It was a draw.
It was. I guess
I was like, forget it. By the time I was like, by the time I get up to off the beach,
Canelo lost the fight.
Yeah, they just the judges screwed everything
again. Boxing, it's just like, what's going on?
Yeah, people don't.
Like, why can't judge?
I watched the fight. The
following that's why boxing will never be taken seriously.
I watched the replay the following day.
Yeah,
it was a pretty darn good fight, and it was. I can see a draw. I could see that. I thought Canelo, you know, rallied at the end of the fight. I mean, Triple G won the fight. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that. Everybody knows it. But Canelo fought, you know, valiantly, and I think definitely deserves a rematch without a doubt. I was hoping for more, you know, haymakers thrown and guys knocking each other out. Like
that doesn't
know,
happen anymore.
Cold blows and like these guys fought very strategically and smart, and it was pretty even. You know, even fight. I was like, all right, that's it. Fight's over. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're going to do one more commercial break. The Hooli Sooli returns after these messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hooli on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooli with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at siskelfilmcenter.org or get more info at moviehooli.org.
Don't miss the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Cisco Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hoolie, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hoolie. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
See you at the movies, Hoolie. We're back. Hoolie's Hoolie, 12:40 a.m. We're in the final stretch run of the program here. I would wish everybody would come and go to the movie Hoolie. It's the best lineup we've had in years. Friday night, you can go see The Dunning Man. Kevin Fortuna will be in person. He's the writer of that film.
Oh, sorry.
Billy, what are you playing?
I'll save it for the other show.
What is it, Bill?
I'll save it.
Huh?
It's a jam I've been jamming out to lately.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
We can play that.
Yeah.
All right, well, Emerald City is going to be there on Saturday night. Check that out. All right, Irish John Duddy and John Keating. John Keating, I'm right, and John Duddy will both be in attendance. And then The Young Offenders on Sunday.
Nice.
Okay. I had a conversation.
What's your jam? You said you had a jam.
Get to it, because it kind of leads into what's going on.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but this time of year for a lot of people, because their kids get back into school, and whether or not you've had like a little side job in the summer, or now you're taking more of a focus on your career, because I don't know, for me, I always have a focus on my career, but this is it's getting around crazy time for me.
That's why you're blowing up right now.
Yeah. I mean, I got so much going on. But, you know, you have, I got the film festival, I got the bartending, I got the show, I got my full-time job. It's like, and then it's about to get crazy. And I know for you, now with your position, you're probably about to get really, really busy, too, now that you're in the full grind mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what's going on with Clay. He's got an infant at home now.
Yep.
So I'm a busy guy.
Yeah. So the girl that I was talking to on the phone, she just started a full-time job as well. And she's got all kinds of crazy stuff going on too, like four different jobs and stuff. And I was saying to her, I need a personal assistant. I put my boxer. I realized
that'd be nice.
I need a personal assistant. I went to take a, you know, use the John today, and I was unzipping, and I realized my boxers were on backwards. And that's when it dawned on me. I need a personal assistant. What's going on here?
You want a personal assistant to help you get dressed?
No, I just need someone to kind of... Here's the thing. I said...
Yes, I do.
I need, like, there's little, like, within my job, you take down, like, little notes and stuff. And mm-hmm. if you're not constantly reading your notes all the time, you'll forget. And, I mean, they seem like they're little ass and minimal things within accounts and stuff like that. But you're trying to build relationships and stuff. So you're trying to, like, get it all accomplished quickly. And... with what's going on, you know, and then you have the radio show, and then I'm switching schedules with people. I'm standing up on a wedding in 2 weeks. It's like, I need a high school kid who's got...
You need an intern.
I need an intern. I want
to... an assistant.
You need to go get
an assistant. Yeah.
Put an ad out in Craigslist.
Let me see that.
I was thinking about...
Oh, we got to have a contest. Would any of our listeners like to become Billy's assistant?
I'd love it.
It doesn't pay anything.
No, it's $10 a day, if that's not too much.
$10 a day.
That's all I can afford, unfortunately.
It's a people are going to be lining up around the corner.
How about this?
You're going to get sued.
How about this? I'll buy you a pack.
Your assistant's going to be like a sixth grader.
I'm buying smokes, even if he don't smoke.
No, I'll get a
kid's in seventh grade. I pay him $10 a day. He makes me a brown bag lunch.
Yeah.
He takes my stuff to the cleaners for me after school.
Fills up my car with gas.
Yeah, he gets my gas.
Are you driving?
I gave him a job.
He can either drive or he can sit next to me in the car, but he has to read my notes aloud to me. it's $10. I get him a free pack of smokes. I mean, he can smoke as many cigarettes as he wants. That's the deal. You could be 18. Now in Chicago, they might be raising the cigarette smoking age. So if you work for me...
Excuse me, kid, do you smoke? No?
You can't have the job.
You're fired.
I'll send you to Cancun.
You didn't even hire me yet.
Yeah, no.
You're fired.
How old are you, 12? You don't smoke?
Yeah. Well, I'll probably put a Craigslist ad out. I'm looking for an assistant, $10 a day. It's a great college requirement. I'll write you a little cover letter for your application.
Write you an email to your counselors.
Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, that's always...
Assistant to liquor salesman, Bill Houlihan.
I was talking to her on the phone.
Office of Bill Houlihan.
Yeah.
Assistant to liquor salesman in the office of William Houlihan.
That's right. And he has to go into the market with me and meet all my friendly friends. The one thing I was saying is that, like, you know, it's funny how kids pick colleges and stuff. And it's like, you'll read, like, was an intern, and you're like, what can an intern? They could intern for me, and I could make my company sound amazing, and they get right into Marquette or Notre Dame. Not a problem, you know?
My Billy's Toys idea, they got that eighth grader into St. Ignatius.
I got the eighth grader into St. Ignatius with Billy's Toys.
He was the COO of Billy's Toys when I had one employee, me and myself.
Pretty impressive resume, kid.
That's what has been kind of wrapping my brain, the $10 assistant. I'll get on it.
Put it on Craigslist.
I know. Somebody will probably respond. Can I see a picture of you? You know, that's like what I would get. You know, it's like, oh, I have to give you a headshot for you to be my $10 assistant?
A headshot? You absolutely do.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I'll probably do it, and it'll be like a 19-year-old kid with lipstick on. Like, I'd love to.
You better put, no guns allowed on that.
What if it was a senior?
No guns, no lipstick. No.
Those are the only two rules.
Guns, no lipstick. $10 an hour. Come and get it while it's hot.
No guns, no lipstick.
Yeah. Show up on time.
Must be willing to smoke like an animal.
Yeah. I give you a free Bic lighter if you're on time.
You get a free Bic and a hefty cough at the end of the day.
At the end, no, I not only pay him in cash at the end of the week.
$10 free coffee.
At the end of the week, he also gets $50 in Newport cash. Now, here you go, kid. You know,
now you're talking.
I can't give you the Marlboro Miles, but I'll give you the cash, the Newport cash.
I like where your head's at with it.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about that. Maybe I'll, maybe I'll have one by the time the Movie Hoolie starts, and I'll just have them working there selling. That's another thing. We got T-shirts and hats this year at the Movie Hoolie.
Yep.
Yeah, so come on out. They're pretty cool hats. They're like white hats with some green embroidering on them that have the Hooli logo.
White and green, can't go wrong.
Yeah. And then I think the T-shirt is a green T-shirt with the Movie Hooli logo.
It's green?
In Gaelic.
Oh, my goodness. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
It's green? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so go to the Movie Hooli next Saturday, next Friday as well. Go Friday to see the...
Go Friday and don't leave until Saturday night.
And then go Saturday night and see Emerald City, and then go Sunday night and see the Young Offenders.
Done.
Sunday afternoon.
Never leave.
Never leave. Have a good one. Right?
Get a hotel room downtown and come every night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really? Spend like $4,000.
But, you know.
Absolutely.
We've all been really, really busy. But, you know, it's nice to see you guys.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Chicago. I think I'll close out the show. I've been jamming out to this lately.
All right, we'll play that. So for our radio listeners, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hooli at iTunes if you search Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C, or you can go to the website at freecrack.com and search for the show there. The show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan.
Right.
That show airs every... Or I'm sorry. Well, it tapes.
Yes.
Every Thursday night at the Irish American Heritage Center in the Fifth Province Pub.
Yes.
And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow that program.
Right.
Bill, thank you. Clay, thank
you.
What's your,
you're
what's
welcome.
Your, what's, I, we had a wonderful show. We talked a lot about...
Talked about Mexico. White people
about
down in Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Talked about vacations and traveling.
But you know what? You don't need that much. You know why?
Why?
Because a little is enough.
Is that what you're going to play?
Yeah, here we go. See you guys next week. Here's a little Pete Townsend.